University of Alaska President Mark Hamilton wants to open more doors to education for the state's high school graduates. In a presentation to the House Finance Committee this week, Hamilton said more than 10 years ago, the legislature wanted him to prepare more Alaskans to join the state's workforce. And he said that now the university has become the biggest engine for jobs in the state. But he added, while nearly 80% of U.S. jobs do not require a four-year university degree, they do require some sort of post-secondary education.
The trades are not an alternative to scholarship. You need very high achievement in reading and writing and math in order to be able to qualify. This is not our grandfather's union. These require very significant skills, and skills that are sometimes not given in the first 12 years.
He said going to college does not mean taking a four-year course, especially when the university continues education with the community colleges. He said his top priority for the year is to reach out to local schools to direct students to continue with education.
That's important because we have $1.4 billion in this state that leaves the state every year in the hands of a payroll check to a non-resident of the state of Alaska. The university provides jobs for residents and begins to affect that equation.
For the budget decisions the committee will make, Hamilton said vocational training is very expensive because it requires small classes conducted by people who are already qualified to work in higher-paying trades such as welding and nursing. Lawmakers, however, are having trouble justifying some of the budget he is asking for. Anchorage Republican Anna Faircloth told Hamilton that many students and instructors lobbying for the university also oppose how the state will raise the money through resource development. She said their concern is idealistic, but they don't understand the state's economy and have no alternative but to raise the money they are looking for.
Help me here in understanding how I should advocate funding more for an entire group that really doesn't want to see development go forward.
You can hope, as I do, that these students will mature over time. It's always been the role. My God, it was the role in the 60s. This didn't just happen. And it isn't just in Alaska. We probably have the most conservative faculty and the most conservative student body that you will ever meet. I mean, thank goodness you're not representing Berkeley. The fact is that they will grow up, they will mature, and they'll see the world as it really is.
Hamilton asked that the university not be judged on those who are passionate about things everyone cares about but haven't learned to balance the arguments. He said he won't send students who will say things they do not believe in when asked, and he said Faircloth's response to the students was also a learning experience for them. Faircloth is chair of the House subcommittee that will take the initial look at the university's budget.